96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, starting a small business takes time, it takes money, some gumption, and some luck. Getting it going is one thing. Keeping it and your head above water is something else. And if your business is struggling, how do you get it out of the red and into the black? Well, joining me to talk about the growing pains of owning a small business are Faith Holmes, the owner of Love and Faith Cafe right here in Washington, and Ron Busby, president and CEO of the U.S. Black Chambers of Commerce. Lines are open if you have questions or comments about owning a small business. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Faith, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Harold.
Absolutely. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great, great. Let's start with Faith, because
you need faith.
I was going to say that, you know, for a lot of people, I mentioned a lot of things, but the one thing I didn't mention was that you need some faith as well when you start a small business. Briefly, Faith, tell me about, you know, what your business is and kind of the ups and downs of it.
So I joined together with a dear friend and business partner, Dr. Zita Rezvani, to open up Love and Faith Community Cafe on 14th Street Northwest 3.5 years ago. And I was absolutely sure that we would have a line out the door as soon as we opened. I was very successful at the DC Convention Center with my liquid nitrogen ice cream business.
Yes, I've tasted that.
and my fresh fruit smoothies. Mm-hmm. And people, I had lines everywhere. And no one could convince me, because I'm a little stubborn and hard-headed, that we wouldn't just be successful opening our doors. We have a great product. We have a beautiful space. People will come. I did not know the needs for marketing and being kind of a, I have a business partner, but she has her own business too. So I'm kind of a one-woman show as far as managing and running the business. So it's a challenge when you have to wear all the hats, when you're the creator, when you're the manager, when you are the, you know, the baker, the, you know, making sure that everything inventory is done. Like, it takes a Herculean effort to do those things. And my business partner was very clear to say, you know, I'm not sure if we have enough money to do this. And I'm like, absolutely we do, because we'll have customers as soon as we open our doors. And boy, was I wrong.
Mm-hmm. Ron, you're listening to what, you know, Faith has said. Just on the surface, what is it that you're hearing in this particular case? Because this is not an unusual situation for small business owners.
Not at all. And so often, as a former business owner, as well as now the president of the U.S. Black Chamber, where we have over 293,000 business owners, we hear a similar conversation. That conversation goes, I was a great baker. Now I want to own a bakery. I was a great mechanic, and now I want to own a mechanic. I want to own an auto mechanic shop. I think the skills that it takes to become a great employee versus those to become a great entrepreneur are wildly apart. I think the skill sets that many of us have, we've learned over the years, but those skills that it takes to be a sustaining entrepreneur, especially during difficult times as we see now, are extremely difficult. And many times I think some of those challenges come from external, outside sources, as well as those sources that many of us lack, just in entrepreneurial skills as well as development. And I think part of those resources you will find when you join. And I was happy to hear Faith say that one of the things that she did early on was join with a partner. And many times small business owners need to have the relationships of someone else to kind of partner the skills and maybe some of the weaknesses that they may have. But in the case of of faith there. I think some of the challenges may have been from both of their lack of skills, and so that's when you can join organizations like Black Chambers and other chambers around the country, as well as business associations, to kind of bring yourself around other entrepreneurs and like-minded individuals to kind of help you get through some of the challenges.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the challenges of owning a small business, the ups and the downs. If your small business is struggling, how do you put an end to the struggle and get it on firm footing? Let me go to the phone lines. Eric. Eric calling from Maryland. Eric, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing just fine.
Glad to hear. One of the topics that I have that I'm interested in is when you're starting a small business, I know capital is a big thing. Being able to fund what it is that you're getting off the ground and get it going is half the battle right there. How do you go about acquiring capital when you're an everyday person? I mean, I go to work every day. I make decent money, but it seems like I'm at that phase where I might have to take out a loan or look for assistance financially to really do the things that I want.
So, Eric, you know, it's very interesting because I already had another business. And to go to a bank and get a loan, you need 3 years of history. But because that was another business, they wouldn't loan me the money for this business. And I think one of the reasons why we've struggled in the way that we have is because we were undercapitalized.
And when you say undercapitalized, what does that mean?
So we had enough money to open our doors and to build out and to create a great space, but we didn't then have money for marketing. Okay. You know, we didn't then have money to get out into the neighborhood or get into, you know, places where we could fund bringing people to us, because there is a cash acquisition for customers often. There's a cost to getting customers. And because I owned two different businesses and I was managing and doing everything for both, I could never get to marketing as well.
Mm. Your thoughts about the capital issue, Ron?
Yeah, I was going to say the top concern for all small businesses is access to capital. But when you talk to many of your listeners, African-American business owners, the top three concerns is access to capital. For minority, women-owned, disadvantaged, and particularly African-American businesses, as Faith was saying, we will go to a bank and say we need $100,000, and many times they'll give us $40,000 or $50,000, just enough to get us off the ground, but never to have a late-paying customer, or when we need additional dollars to do marketing or advertising, they don't give us those dollars. And so in many cases, we end up failing, not because of lack of effort, not because of lack of acumen, but truly because of lack of capital. And so that requires us to be creative. That requires us to go to the banks early and often. And it also requires us to have excellent financials and to develop relationships with our banks. Maybe sometimes they're not traditional banks. Maybe they're a community bank. Maybe they're a minority-owned bank. But I say in order for us to get the capital that we need, we got to be creative. We got to go to the banks early. We got to have great financials. And we have to make sure that we're telling a compelling story so that the banks feel risk-averse, and that they feel that you have as much commitment and compassion to the success of your business as possible. We at the U.S. Black Chamber have a program that SBA guaranteed so that...
And you say SBA, and you say SBA, you're talking about the Small Business Administration.
Yes, I'm sorry, Harold. The Small Business Administration will guarantee up to 50% of the loan, so that if you're going to ask for a $100,000 loan, you don't have to have $100,000 collateral. The SBA will guarantee up to 50% of that loan, which makes the bank's responsibility and collateral less, which gives them a more likely aptitude in order to make that loan. But there is no easy answer. I would just tell all of your listeners to make sure that their financials are well, that they have more than just a regular transactional relationship with their bank, and they're including their banker in their long-term as well as their short-term goals and needs.
Real quick, Eric, I've got about an extra 30 seconds here.
Yes,
other
sir.
Than, I'm sorry, not Eric, Ron. In yes. Eric's case, you keep talking about banks, and you also mentioned the Small Business Administration. Are there other options for financing a small business? I've got about 30
sure.
seconds before the break.
Sure. You know a lot about, you know, funding online. Those are options. You know, obviously there's factoring, so if you get an invoice, you can factor that invoice. But the things that are cheap, affordable, and accessible are very traditional. But I would say the easiest way is to find an organization like a Chamber of Commerce, a Small Business Development Center. They can guide you. There are specific associations depending upon the type of industry and sector of business that you're going into that may have those funds that you're looking for at an affordable rate for you.
Real quick, Ron, I've got to take a break. What is sure. the website for the chamber?
You can find us at www.usblackchambers.org.
usblackchambers.org. And Faith, what's your website real quick before the break?
Yeah, ours is Love and Faith Cafe, LoveNFaith cafe.com. And we have an event on Monday night, a dialogue on race in America from 7 to 9. We're at 2424 14th Street Northwest. It'll be our last dialogue of the year. So please, if you are interested in discussing racism in America, come and join us.
And you do that quite a bit. You know, every few months you have a dialogue on race in America. Always good. We're going to continue this conversation, Eric. Thank you so much. Coming up, Ray in Virginia. Ron, we're going to continue with you. Also, Sid in Virginia. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lines are still open. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just